We were just in the waiting room. It was exciting.
Yeah, no, we all were. Who are we missing? Anybody? Looks like we're all here. Alright. Randa, since we're a little late, you wanna get us kicked off?
Sure. Right. You wanna call the meeting to order at 12:07. So according to the agenda, which I put together with the help of the mayor and Rebecca, is that we wanted to talk about our disposition of property, the policy, and the action steps required before we talk about the available parcels, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. My apologies for sending the agenda and everything a little bit late. Obviously, this morning, I was waiting for the Zoom, and I didn't realize that. So I shared the disposition policy with you all, and that is the general municipal one that is for all urban renewal agencies, which of course we are. And what it says is that we have to dispose of property through a sealed bid process, a public sealed bid process, or we could do an RFP. And seek developers that way. In order to get to that point, we do have to do an appraisal on all the properties that we wish to dispose of, and those have been requested for the parcels that we'll be talking about later. And then the board needs to decide on the fair market value from that appraisal report. And the board has to determine what they want to do, what the minimum bid would be, or what the lowest accepted price would be for the parcels in either avenue of disposition. That's the bare bones of it. So in order to do, if you want to do an RFP for these parcels in tandem with the affordable housing plan that is ongoing and happening, again, we'll have to draft it, have you guys read it, approve it, once those appraisals come in with the price, et cetera. Same thing with the sealed bid. In order to publicly notice the sealed bid process, we still need to have legal counsel look over that before we post it to make sure that we're good.
Can I ask a question about just the basic law? So it says, in addition to employing any other lawful method, so does that just mean no matter what other means the sale happens, it also needs to have these other layers on top of the regular, whatever the regular means of selling a property?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The language sounds like it's saying a municipality may do these other things, may do the highest marketable price or rental at public auction or by sealed bids, but it sounds like what it's saying to my ears is that we may sell it using any lawful method of utilizing or disposing of the real property, but we also could choose some of these other ways.
Right, you could, and this is why we need legal counsel. Like, we don't, like, how we go about disposition, there probably are some nuanced ways, or if you want to do highest price, I mean, for a negotiated sale, I mean, these things are possible. They become much more complicated when it comes to the ABO rules and whatever, which is, it's just, again, legal counsel. I'm no expert in the disposition. I'm, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm just, okay, so I just wanted to make sure that what I'm reading is a possible interpretation, because right. what I think it's saying is basically you can sell the property in any of the normal ways of selling property. And if you feel like it, you can do these other, you can add this other stuff on top.
Yep. I mean, the way that, you know, I was always told from, you know, from working with the agency for this long and with HDC was that we had to do a sealed bid unless there were, you know, other circumstances that mitigated a sealed bid or an RFP process. But again, legal, I'm no lawyer, so.
Right, yep. So.
And speaking with
I agree with Rebecca. I think it should be written clearly, because we don't want to make a mistake and have someone interpret it as a loophole.
Yeah, I think we're gonna definitely want to have whoever our counsel is look over this and just really clarify like what actually, you know, not necessarily what has been done in the past, but what our actual rights are in terms of how it can be disposed, et cetera. So, okay.
And speaking with the our counsel here at the city, they said it was possible to do like a private sale based on the appraisal, but we also would have to figure out if when we acquired these properties, when the agency acquired these properties, were there any stipulations put on them? You know, if it would have to go through a title search and, you know, if it's subject to seeker as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of layers here that, you know, we really can't answer without, you know, counsel.
So why don't we just schedule another meeting now with counsel so we're not going in circles saying, I don't know, I'm not counsel.
Well, that was the reason that we had the last meeting was to kind of bring on some legal counsel, but I mean,
I understand that, but I'm talking about today moving forward. If we don't have one today, then there's no reason to question each other saying, I don't know. Let's just get the feedback from the attorney, whoever you're working with. Maybe have them at the next meeting, her at the next meeting.
Well, they wouldn't be able to take on, the city attorneys can't take on HCDPA, so we would have to find an outside attorney of our own.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about last time. And so now, you know, if we're not going to use.
So I don't know if the board has, you know, anyone in mind or, you know, go ahead, Tom.
The last HCDPA sale was handled by the attorney Dan Chizinski, as Brenda probably recalls. Yes, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
So you might reach out to him since he doesn't do any other city work.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
I can reach out to Dan and ask him. The last time that I did speak with him, this was during COVID time, talking about those 666 parcels. He did not want to take that project on, but he might be interested in doing this. So I will check. I was just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that I did reach out to him for other things, but all right. I'll reach out to Dan. No problem.
Is there anyone else so that if Dan says no? We have another list.
It was Victoria Polidoro.
Mm-hmm. But Tom, did you have? I mean, what do we have? Is there a list, or do we just sort of go groping around in the dark? Like I know Christine Shale has been helpful with recommending possible counsel for other things.
Yeah, she was working with Victoria. They were going to work together with us.
Okay, I just wonder, maybe she has another idea.
Reach back out there.
Well, Tiffany, the thing is, yeah, okay. So, yep. So a list. So let's just make it so that, you know, we have like a little list so that it's not just Dan says no, we can't find another one. Okay.
So I'll reach out to Dan Tyczynski, and then depending on what he says, then I'll reach out to Christine Schale again. And I'll let you guys know.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
what's next? The available parcels?
Yep. Yep. I just wanted to, let me share my screen so that, and it is, it's going to be small because it is a, it's an Excel document. So I apologize for that, but here we go. So the parcels in question, Kamal, before we move on, we did have, we can probably have this conversation in tandem while I bring up the properties. Did you talk to Cheryl about the Hudson Housing Authority for the, I'm not quite sure how to word it, the motion for first access to the lower State Street properties?
Yeah, that's, you know, when she told me basically that, you know, we could do a private sale based on the appraisal price. Okay. But she said that HCR's response would be, you know, from the perspective of HHA. So we would need legal counsel to give us advice based on this committee.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, guys. When you're speaking of this, do you think that we should reach out to our attorney for proper wording? Or do you think our attorney could do anything to help us with this? Because we do have our own attorney. So what can I contact my attorney for to move this process a little quicker? What do you think he can do for us?
I don't know, because your attorney would be working on behalf of the Hudson Housing Authority.
Should I work with him on the proper motion? Like, or no? Is that something that...
Well, because it's two separate committees, you know, it's like... HCDPA needs like its own attorney to act on the behalf of the committee.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. However, I mean, HCDPA still can have, we can still make the motion that we wanted to make about, or this, I say this as a question, can we still make the motion that we wanted to make about first access or first rights or whatever?
I mean, at this time, I don't have a definitive answer, but that's, you know, we could revisit once we, you know, have an attorney.
Okay.
It sounds to me like once we do have an attorney, we can discuss these things and then we can put it in motion, and I'm not making any attempt to delay anything. But in the meantime, we can continue to, you know, get the appraisals, start doing the title search and prepare the parcels for any type of disposition, because those things will need to be in hand regardless. Mm-hmm. So there's movement or progress forward in the process while we figure out, you know, because the board will have to vote and decide, make motions on how to dispose of the property if we're doing something that is not either a sealed bid or an RFP. So if we vote, if the board votes to do it by a negotiated sale for whatever circumstances, then we'll have to, you know, go through that process as well. So we can start preparing to make these motions while we're, you know, looking at the properties and figure out what's going on with the plan, et cetera. We can be prepared so that when we get to that point and we have all the information in hand, you guys are ready to go. So.
Yeah. And Ravon, if you get advice
to this now or wait till we have our attorney?
I didn't catch that, Tiffany. We were speaking at the same time.
I'm sorry. I was asking, is there a difference? Is there a rush on this title search to do this today? until we just wait until we get our attorney to make sure we're doing the right thing in the right way for the people?
No, I don't think. I mean, I think, you know, we're just getting everything prepared so that once we can, we have definitive answers, we can move forward. But that's just my opinion. I don't know what others on the committee.
So if the title search was starting today, who's going to continue the search next week, tomorrow, until our next meeting?
The title search is done by an independent firm. So I'm going to have to call and get, for the couple that exist in town, I'm going to have to call and get quotes from them.
And how much is that? That's nothing that could be handled through the city?
No.
No.
Not a city thing.
Well, how much is that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we don't know. That's why she's got to call and get quotes.
Okay. So you'll get the quotes. You won't make a decision to choose who. You'll just get the quotes and let us know?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And just to verify, there was a question about this, and it's been already reported, but Ravonda, these are the parcels here, these lower State Street ones that HHA is interested in, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So just for, you know, background information for you guys, so this is this first section here, appraised together, it was $90,000, and that was in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then the other one that was appraised together is the Front Street one that that Tom reminded us of, and I don't have the picture on it here. So I think you're familiar. It's that little park down on Front Street on the north side. And then the other one that's possible, which includes the community garden, is this light yellow that appraised together in 2017 was $96,000. The standalone property that we have remaining, which is this one down here, is 238 Columbia. So again, it's a sort of a narrow parcel that is also vacant. And we were told before, and you know, don't quote me on this, I think it was through the Strategic Housing Action Plan, that they believed that there need to be some planning board setback changes or whatever, because it was narrow, that it is meant to be a single family home, maybe a duplex. Mm-hmm. And then again, these fun ones that we're not completely sure about are these 666 parcels that still need to be worked out. And again, we need legal counsel to help get through that. I did, when Betsy was still with us, I reached out with her to a couple different title insurance companies, and nobody wanted to take the work on because it's so convoluted. And that included Victoria Polidoro and Christian Shale. They didn't want to, it was too much to dig into it. The last action step we had with that was that I found an old urban renewal plan that included a map that had these, where I think these parcels are, but it didn't mention them specifically. So we're kind of at a standstill.
Brenda, is the question around these, like whether or not HUDBA actually owns them?
Well, there have been many theories put to me from different legal counsel, and it has been that they were actually portions of where sort of Bliss Towers and the low rises are now, and that they just weren't transferred properly when the titles were transferred over, or they're like the, I also heard from somebody that they're like the very end pieces. So if you see that they're all North Front Street lots, like they were the end pieces where there's a little bit of grass and curbing. And then as far as the Mill Street one, this one's kind of a mystery to me. We know that it's not on the map, but it's close to this, let me bring that up, 85 Mill Street. Hold on. I got to share a different screen. Hold on. And my concern has always been ongoing every year we do the audit is that some of them are the assessment is, you know, so high, but where is it? So this is touch screen, sorry. So this parcel right here that's kind of down by the Fugari and the fishing shacks is neighboring to it. So, but there's no actual, like, did it become part of the dump at some point? Where actually is it? So it's just behind the... you know, one of those things that's going to take a lot of digging. And as much as I've gone through all the files and asking the city too, it's been really difficult.
Tom?
Wasn't that just the land behind the dog park to the river?
That, the one that I was showing is the neighboring parcel, right? Because the address that we have for our parcel is nowhere on a map. Like, there's no parcel mm-hmm. number or whatever that shows on the GIS map. That's just the neighboring one.
Got it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse anybody. Yeah.
So I have a question. Obviously, I definitely want to be able to have that motion for the land on, because I just feel like it goes hand in hand with the property we have now.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? Because we would like to expand. So what can we do to be able to put like all properties in our RFQ and have our developer figure out which ones are livable and what we can build on and not. Is that making sense? Am I saying it right? But does everybody understand?
No, it makes sense. It's sort of like the partnership with HCDPA and HHA to sort of kind of administer the disposition of the properties as a whole with your project.
Yeah. So like, I would like to honestly put all of the properties in our RFQ and let the developer tell us which ones can actually be worked with.
Right.
But I want the motion for the stage view because I don't want to have to fight with anyone over that. I feel like that should go.
Make the motion and I'll second it.
They said we can't make the motion.
So we have to wait until we get legal counsel to do that officially to make sure that we could do it. I'd hate for you guys to make a motion and do something and then find out later that it wasn't the right course of action. And I'm not trying to delay it.
With that advice being said, I would like to move forward making the motion depending upon the advice that legal gives us as we move forward. Just to put it out there.
Can I ask a question? Well, like in formulating a motion, what I would wonder is, I mean, can we make a motion that pending, yeah, just what Tiffany said, but just adding that pending legal, that the properties could be included in the RFQ for potential development, you know, pending the developer finding that the land is buildable and pending legal council ascertaining that it can be that the property can be transferred. I mean, that I don't know if that, I mean, it's very provisional then obviously, but it just, you know, demonstrates intention, I guess, would be the thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about we do something on the order of, a motion hmm. Motion to, I think I keep using this sort of first dibs language and it's stuck in my head and I know it's not.
Right, yeah, it would be something more along the lines maybe of a partnership, right? I mean, what I think you said right. Also, so.
Right.
Tom, you have any ideas? You're not on this board. Never mind.
It seems to me the question's kind of simple. You want to ask an attorney, can HCDPA partner with HHA in terms of properties that are available, right?
No.
No?
They want to know if we can entertain a motion.
Oh, that.
So that they can, HHA would be able to put the properties in the RFQ.
Oh.
Specifically starting with the lower State Street ones.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Motion for HHA to include the, and I'll put the parcel numbers in here, in their RFQ pending legal counsel approval. I mean, do we do it by a certain date or, I mean, like, does it just leave it open? I mean, I can put notes in here with a motion for the minutes and say that, you know, the intention is to attempt a partnership with HHA.
On specifically on its current RFQ
right.
process to provide more housing for the people of Hudson who right. are low income.
Right.
As of, in accordance with the HCDPA mission. Yeah. That seems like a good one.
Okay. All right. So the motion, do you want me to attribute that to Ravonda?
Absolutely.
And I get it. Need a second.
I'll second that.
And a vote.
We doing all in favor?
Aye.
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 Cool. Motion passed. So when I'll reach out and I'll give, you know, either to Dan Kaczynski or whomever I speak to for possible legal counsel, I'll give a breakdown of all this information so that they have background as well. So
great. Thank you.
I think that was it. I think the next thing on the agenda was public comment.
Can I just ask, Brando, just let me just say, so the mechanism by which you will let us know how it's going, trying to get the council, is you'll just email us?
I will email you.
Okay, cool.
I'll just keep doing the group email so everybody's on the same page.
Great.
Any comments from the public? All right. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion.
Oh, he made it.
I was second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It was 12:35. All right.